Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
All right, we're going to get to the movies that are coming out this weekend in just a moment. But first, we have to address a subject that has our director, Jay Cowett, really, really upset. And I'm going to quote here. He says, "The internet is in conflagration because George Lucas has once again inserted new dialogue into the original Star Wars movies. Now they're coming out on a Blu-ray version. And here's, for example, the truly Shakespearean dialogue in question from the Nerd Universe. That's actually a scene from the newly remastered Return of the Jedi. Originally, Darth Vader just stood there and watched the Emperor electrocute Luke with those bolts that come out of his hands. Not anymore. Right before Darth Vader comes out of his daze and lifts up the Emperor and throws him into his death, the Dark Lord yells that helpless, "No!" So we want to get your opinion on this. And here to give us their expert opinions, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway Movie contributor, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, and his partner in crime, Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Culture producer and co-host of that podcast. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so here we go. What do you think? Kristen, let's start with you.
Thank God. The dialogue is so bad in all of these movies.
You think adding more of the bad dialogue is going
to
help?
Anything to try to make it better. Okay. Have you listened to the dialogue in these movies?
Have I listened to it? Come on. Rafer, what do you think?
I think it's a terrible idea.
I totally agree.
Why? I mean, you know, the movie is done. It's finished. Also, it's, you know, 30-something years old or whatever it is. I mean, it's a done deal. You know, why
keep tinkering?
It's never too late to make it better.
Right. Why change that little oil drip on the X-Wing fighter? Why, you know, why go back and keep messing with these things?
It's true. And, you know, I gotta go give it to our engineer, Vince Fairchild, who reminds us that George Lucas actually railed against film alterations in the 1980s in front of Congress. And I'm going to quote here. George Lucas said, "People who alter or destroy works of art and our cultural heritage for profit or as an exercise of power are barbarians. And if the laws of the United States continue to condone this behavior, history will surely classify us as a barbaric society."
Was that colorization that he was talking about?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
We want to get your opinion on this. What do you think of adding dialogue to the original Star Wars films? And if you could add dialogue to any movie, what would it be? 8778, my take. All right, so let's go to this weekend and the releases that are coming out this weekend. The biggest one is The Debt, an all-star cast here. Helen Mirren, whom I love, Tom Wilkinson, Ciaran Hinds, Sam Worthington. Rafer, let's start with you. How is this movie?
Well, you couldn't hope for a better cast, right? Jessica Chastain and
Absolutely.
Helen Mirren playing the same character. I was looking forward to it. You know, who doesn't like a thriller? You know,
based on World War II.
Right. Mossad agents going back, you know, hunting down a Nazi war criminal in East Berlin in the 60s. Like I say, good cast. You know, I like these kinds of movies. It's a very somber, very dour film. And I feel like that kind of hampers the mood almost from the start. There's this sense of kind of guilt and tragedy and doom that hangs over the movie from the beginning.
A little too heavy.
And, you know, you understand why.
There are not a lot of comedies based on World War II. Well, 1941 accepted.
It's true, right. Or Inglourious Basterds, for that matter. But, I mean, and I understand that you have to pay homage to, you know, you have to pay your respects to the weight of the issues here. But I just found the movie got a little bogged down in its own seriousness for me.
Kristen, agree? Disagree?
I'd say I agree, Rafer, that it was a little bit slow and heavy at times. But for the most part, it was very exciting for me.
Really?
I screamed. I was chewing my hand and punching who I went with. And, I mean, there's nothing I like more than watching Helen Mirren kick a man in the jaw, especially if that man is a 90-year-old Nazi.
Yeah.
That's right.
Helen Mirren
so
kicking
great.
Butt isn't box office draw. Okay, so The Debt, will you go see it or not go see it?
You know, I'm a little bit, I'm falling short of a recommendation on that one, just short.
Absolutely see it. See it. Helen Mirren's fantastic in it. And so is Jessica Chastain playing the younger version of her.
Okay, another movie coming out this weekend is Martha, Marcy, May, and Marlene. I know nothing about this movie. What is this?
No, Chris? This is not coming out. That's not coming out this weekend.
That's this for this fall.
That's coming out this fall. I was just picking that as a movie for this fall.
That's why I don't know anything about it.
Yes,
so
right.
So this is an upcoming movie.
This is an upcoming
movie. Which doesn't say much about what's left of the summer here that we're looking ahead
to. We're at the dregs. You could also go see Shark Night 3D. This weekend,
not
if you
likely.
Wanted to.
Not likely. Okay, right. So, looking ahead to fall, Martha, Marcy, May, and Marlene, what is that?
This is a movie that's been getting a lot of buzz. It's about a young woman who's been in an abusive cult. The leader is played by John Hawkes from Winter's Bone.
Oh, right.
Who's a really compelling actor, I think. Seems like a good role for him. And the young woman is basically escaping him, and it seems from the trailers that he is not going to let her escape. And the film has been getting a lot of buzz, especially for the central performance by the young woman, who happens to be Elizabeth Olsen, the little sister of Ashley and Mary-Kate. And the trailers look really good to me. They look really very intense and a little bit surreal. And it just looks like a really good movie. I'm looking forward to it.
So, Kristen, any fall movies that you, I mean...
There are several I'm looking forward to. That sounds fantastic, though.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really good. And I'm very curious about how the younger Olsen sister will act. But the one I'm most looking forward to is actually in early December, Iron Lady, starring Meryl Streep, starring as former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. And I could,
just give her the Oscar now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I could watch Meryl Streep do anything. I even loved her in... It's complicated. I can watch her do anything, wash the dishes. She's great.
But she's going to be fabulous.
But she's going to be amazing in this. The teaser of it makes it clear that they're willing to take it with a sense of humor, too.
Yes.
Really? Well, yeah. Margaret Thatcher, she had a sense of humor. You just had to kind of search for it. All right. So we have a split decision on the movie that comes out this weekend, The Debt. Kristen says go see it. Rafer says maybe not, maybe skip it. But let's go back to our original discussion about Star Wars. So I want to give you the trivia question here. Okay. So here it is. During the original movies, filming of the original three Star Wars films, one of the lead actors begged George Lucas to kill off his character, saying, "I don't want to carry on saying these rubbish lines." Who was it?
I think I know. I'm going to guess Alec Guinness.
Chris is saying that because he's British. I'm going to vote for James Earl Jones because he used to do Shakespeare.
It was, in fact...
"These aren't the droids you're looking for."
Yes.
Defeated. It was Alex Guinness. You can always post your guesses for our trivia questions at our Facebook page. I should say that George Lucas has claimed that that's not true, that in fact Alec Guinness loved his time on the set, but I think we'll probably take it from the original source that Alec Guinness did not have a good time. Rafer Guzman, film critic for the Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, a Takeaway culture producer, both co-hosts of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.